Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the Work for Life show. I'm Bill Leader. I thank you for taking the time to listen in. Today is Monday, March 9th, 2015. It is 4:30 p.m. here at the Work for Life show. Of course, we're right here in Houston. And what we do is job readiness workshops. And part of the job readiness workshops, of course, is our shows that we air live here every Monday at 4:30. And then those shows, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, those shows are archived here for your listening information to help you get what you need to get a job. We do. We help people find work. We look at where you are, where you've been, and what your desires are as far as where you want to go. And we help you get there. And we can tell you exactly what you need to do to get there. And I can tell you that I've been doing this type of work for more years than I care to speak. But there's never been a person that I worked with who wanted to go to work that did not find a job within 30 days, actually had made up their mind they were ready to go to work. There is no reason for anyone to look for work longer than that. It happens, but that's because there are a lot of other factors involved. What I do here is target what you need to do. And hopefully that's what you will find in my shows here. If you put them in alphabetical order, and then based on the title, pick the ones that you are most interested in. That's what it's about. So today's show, title, Employment with Federal Contractors. I picked federal contractors. This is an easy show for me. And then I have to do a lot of research, like I have to do a lot of times. But I'm not going to be doing a lot of research on shows to come because I have so many shows. I'm just going to pull shows, update the material, and go from there until all America is back to work. And I do believe that all America will be back working. There are people who think who got the numbers wrong. And let me say to some of you who say that the numbers are wrong, I would say that if our government is telling us 10 million people are without jobs, they're probably about 25, maybe 20. And if you count the underemployed in that number, then that number goes up. But what I do here is help people get off that minimum wage list and help people get off that unemployed list. I don't even focus on how many out there still are. I focus on that one person who I know is looking for a job. And if you're listening here, you're looking for a job. And I'm telling you today that a good place to start looking, effective immediately, is the Employment with Federal Contractors. Why Employment with Federal Contractors? Federal contractors are getting our tax dollars. So why not go there and get a job? That's the one reason. The other reason, federal contractors for 2015 is getting $220 billion tax dollars. That's what they're getting. So definitely, some of that money is going toward employees, and you might as well be one of them. Just as simple as ABC123 DOREMI. So what I've done for you, to make it easy, and I'm going to always make it easier for my listeners, especially my veterans. I will jump through hoops for veterans. All a veteran has to do is ask me their needing as far as job goes, and I will find the place to get it. So here on my show page, you will see at the bottom some links. I want you to listen to my last show. Please listen to my last show. Then I want you to use this link that I got here, Federal Technology Contractors. And then I want you to use this link that I got here, 200 Federal Contractors. And let me tell you something about all these different links that you're going to be looking at yourself if you so desire. You're looking for federal contractors for every department, every government department. There, that's a place to look for a government contract. So depending on the department, it depends on the type of contract. It depends on the type of labor that they will be hiring. So the Department of Agriculture or the Department of Food Service or whatever, those departments have federal contracts. All government gets federal contracts. $220 billion during 2015 is going to contractors. Okay? So I want you to go and read those lists. I got two lists there. You can get a list of all the government departments and agencies if you go to usa.gov/directory/federal. And these are federal, okay? There are contractors for state. There are contractors for city. And they all get, guess what? Taxpayers' dollars. Those are the places you should be looking. It's not the same as being a government worker now. Remember that. It's being a contract worker. You know, like the guy who went into the files, the Secret Service files, and what was his name? Sam something. You know the guy. He was a government contractor. Not a contractor. He was an employee of a government contractor. There are jobs out there, guys. I want you to use the government contractors, the federal contractors. I'm giving you information right here. But any, whether it's city, county, state, federal, it doesn't matter. They get your tax dollars. You need a job, this is where you got to go. This is how you do it. This, you just, all you do, find one of these lists, look at the companies on the list, find the name of a company that's there in your city. If you're not sure whether or not they're in your city, just go and look up on a search engine that particular company. Like, I'm looking at the list for construction. Construction contractors. So right here in Houston, I'm looking. Here's a Texas construction, what is the name of it? Contractors. And this company name here in Houston, haven't looked up anything as of now, but this company name is Gilbane, G-I-L-B-A-N-E, Building Company. Bam. Okay, if I'm interested in construction work or I'm interested in some of the other jobs that might would be there with construction work, I'm going to go online and find Gilbane Building Company, and I'm going to see what they're about. I'm going to see what they do, where they're located here in Houston. And if I'm interested, I'm looking for work there. I'll probably give them a phone call. I'm looking for work there. Because when government gives contracts out, there are guidelines that must be met, and there is to be no discrimination in hiring. And that's a good thing for blacks, because blacks get discriminated against. That's a good thing for older workers, because older workers get discriminated against. That's a good thing for people who do not have as much education but got a lot of work history. Those are the people who get discriminated against, because when you go to work as a government contractor, you apply for a particular job, and you show your credentials as far as you have the work history and the skills, the background to show you capable. They cannot just toss you out because you don't have a college degree, because the job you're looking for don't need a college degree. But there are companies where you don't, if you go to private industry, on some of those same companies even, they might not hire you because they might require a college degree even though the job don't require it. But once they get those government contracts and you go and apply, if you apply for a job that you qualify for, they can't just turn you away. They're obligated. So I want you to know. So there are a lot of companies out there, and I gave you a list of the ones here. Let me see which one I gave you online here. I think I linked you to the construction, I believe. But if I didn't link you to the construction, just look on the construction company contracts in your state, in your city. That's all. Government construction contractors. That's how you do it. That's how you look it up. And once you get it, like I say, you go online. You look for that company, you get the information about that company, and you have at it. If you want to work for them, here we go. That's what you do. You head on to that place with your resume in hand and your master application. All of the industries, the departments got their, you're gonna, their own contracts, government contracts. So it might be a defense contractors. It might be construction. See, it might be food service. So you're not one that is not enough. And then it's going to be a lot of places you can choose to look. Like I'm looking here for the, at the top federal industry leaders. And this one is on my show page here. And when you click on it, for it'll say 200 federal contractors, and this is the one I'm looking at right here. And here at the top of the list is Lockheed Martin. And here I see Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I see Chevron. I'm just calling names off that I know are national names. Pfizer, University of California, California Institute of Technology, United Health Groups. These are companies that have government contracts. These are companies where you want to go and apply for work based on the city that you live in. This is what you'll do. I also have a, I didn't put it here, but you can look up the top 100, say, defense contractors. Now, some of the same ones will be on the same list, but some of them won't be. So you just look up the top 100 or the top 10 in your city, whichever way. Be very precise about what you're looking for. Ginger, get your information. Get the company's names. Find those companies online. Get as much information as you can about them. Simple. Now, you can also look for your contractors, like I said, by looking for contractors just in your city by name. That's all you have to put is government contractors in Richmond, California, or Richmond, Virginia, wherever. It's very easy, and these are companies that the odds are in your favor that you'll get hired If you wear the appropriate clothing, you have your resume to fit the job that you want, do a master application and go in. Go in. If you're having difficulties, financial difficulties, and you're limited, then contact your local employment office and ask them if they can help you with your job search, transportation. They may have some fees available to help you. Oh, and by the way, if you are a veteran, contact your local employment office and, again, ask them for help in job search. And if you've been looking for months and months have turned into years, you need help. I have the help here. And I have to say to you, it's very easy. It will work. You just have to stay focused and have a plan. And every day you need to see your plan become a reality. Every day you got to do what you plan to do. But Federal Contractors is a good place to look for work. Okay? Now, I'm not at my studio where I can take your call. But you can email me at WFL@workforlife.net. That's WFL@workforlife.net. Of course, right here, you can send me a message. All you need to do is follow me. Click the follow button. And then you can send me a message at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. And I'm on Twitter at workforlife, BEA. I've given you everything that you need to know. And you have my archive files. So that means you know where to look for work. You know how to prepare. You go to my files and prepare yourself, job readiness. If you need help, you got my email address. You can message me or you can tweet me. And we do have workshops once a month. And let's see, I think that's going to probably be it. I told you about city, state, county, and federal because you need to know that. And I made it clear to you that there are a lot of different departments, more departments than you can even dream of, A to Z. So, if you are working, go on and apply for, and you've been getting the same pay for years, I'd apply for another job. I would first ask for a raise if where you live, where you're working, works out fine. But I would advise anybody, do not stay on the same job, making the same amount of money year in, year out, unless you have enough money on that. If you're earning enough money so that all of your needs are met, so that you have a savings, so that you take vacations, then, yeah, that's what you need. More power to you. But you wouldn't be listening to me now, would you? But if you're making minimum wage and you've been there stuck for 10 years, you're in the right place listening here. And I have enough shows to help you get to work. Okay? That's what I do at the Work for Life show. I help people find work. People who a lot of times believe they will never find another job because they were laid off. Well, I guess I've just about covered. Now be sure and contact me if there's anything I can help you with, and especially my veteran listeners. And, of course, being a contractor is something that you can do. Also, become a government worker. I have shows here for becoming a government worker. I also have shows here for becoming self-employed by the government. And, of course, I have shows in the same manner if you're interested in the private sector. Well, I've had a good time with this show, and this year I know America is in an economic boom, and I just want everybody who's looking for work to understand that there are jobs out there. Every day, people are being fired. Every day, people are being hired. You can find work. And once you find work, make sure that you work to keep that job. As long as that job pays you satisfactory and you like the money you're making. Either one or both of. But if things are not like you want it to be, and you've been there a year and you feel you need more money, that's when you start moving toward more money. Don't stay nowhere making the same money for years and years, like I said, unless that money is going to take care of you. That's the only way. Well, that's it for today's show, the Work for Life show. I'm Bill Eater, and I thank you for taking the time to listen in.